The recession has been blamed for an increase in mental health illnesses, but as young people facing mental health challenges ourselves, we think there's a whole load of other reasons.
It's quite often just build-up or accumulation of minor issues, which can get exacerbated and therefore turn into major issues.
Small triggers or life events such as bereavement.
Peer pressure such as drug abuse.
Expectations in society can be very demanding.
Possible lack of access to family support services.
Parents or carers not always sure how to help.
When information and education about mental health is not always available.
Stigma and prejudice in schools and other environments.
Or it could be just simply a problem at school or at home.
Mental health is complex. It can't necessarily be instantly or easily treated.
We've been speaking to Stella, who is 17 and also has been facing mental health challenges.
When I was 13, I was referred into services, so child and adolescent mental health services, CAMHS. I've been diagnosed with borderline personality disorder and post-traumatic stress disorder.
Did you experience any negative or unhelpful reactions from the people around you regarding your illness?
I did, and surprisingly, a lot of the stigma I encountered was through healthcare professionals. So in my local A&E department, I've been told by a psychiatrist to grow up and get over it, and that I'm too old to sort of be behaving like this. And that was during a crisis, so, you know. And I just think it's sort of a lack of understanding of how mental health problems can present in children and young people, because they can present differently to adults. And I just don't think that there's enough training around that.
What is your own personal opinion on the recession?
While I don't believe that the recession is the reason for all mental illness in young people, I do believe that it can have some effect. I mean, if young people are out of education or work, that can definitely have a detrimental effect to one's mental health. Or the same for if, like, their parents aren't in work or struggle to provide for the family, that can definitely have, again, a knock-on impact on both the parents and the young person's mental health.
We don't like it when people talk about mental health issues or problems. We prefer to speak about mental health challenges or illnesses.
Personally, I don't ever consider myself to have had a mental illness, but I do see why some people do, because it really does justify the fact that it is an illness and it is there. And even though you can't necessarily see it, it still affects you and it can still interfere with your day-to-day life.
I think what we've realised from all of this when it comes to mental health is that, just like with the triggers, you can't pinpoint it on just one trigger with terminology. You can't just say one word that covers everything to do with mental health. Everything is on such an individual basis.
It's hard to blame mental health challenges on one thing, just like it's hard to pinpoint what word to use to describe them.
We're from the Royal Free Hospital Children's School, reporting for BBC News School Report.